This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A new wave of Russian missile strikes pounded cities throughout Ukraine Thursday, damaging power stations and other critical infrastructure. However, the Ukrainian military said it had managed to neutralize most of the missiles, avoiding much larger damage. Russia has repeatedly used missiles to target Ukrainian cities, including strikes that have destroyed infrastructure sites, though it denies targeting civilians. The U.S. State Department has approved the sale of an anti-tank mine-laying system to Taiwan as tensions rise with China. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The State Department also confirmed the cost of the Volcano system would be around $180 million. The equipment scatters anti-tank and anti-personnel mines from a ground vehicle, something the U.S. believes Taiwan needs to deter a Chinese invasion. The rising threat from China was displayed recently when it sent 71 planes and 7 ships towards Taiwan in a 24-hour period. China sees the self-ruling island as part of its own territory, with its top leaders stating that the island has no choice but to accept eventual Chinese rule. I'm Karen Chamas.
Pope Emeritus Benedict is lucid, conscious, and stable, but his condition remains serious, the Vatican said Thursday, a day after it revealed the 95-year-old's health had deteriorated recently. A statement from the Vatican spokesman said Pope Francis asked for continued prayers to accompany him in these difficult hours. The former pope served for 8 years and then became the first pope to retire in hundreds of years, saying the job had become mentally and physically too much. An East African and African Union officials have arrived in the Tigray region of Ethiopia to launch a joint monitoring and verification mechanism for a peace deal signed in November to end the 2-year war. By remote, this is VOA News. Dozens of Ivorian soldiers suspected of being mercenaries are on trial in Mali. Their appearance came in the run-up to the January 1st deadline set by West African leaders for Mali to release the soldiers or face sanctions. 49 troops from the Ivory Coast were held after they arrived in the Bamako airport on July 10. 3 female soldiers were later released. The remaining soldiers charged with attempting to undermine the external security of the state. If found guilty, they face sentences up to 10 to 20 years in prison. Brazilian soccer legend Pelé being remembered around the world following his death Thursday at the age of 82. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Pelé was called Brazil's mighty king of the beautiful game.
What I like more in life, play soccer.
He was born Edson Arantes do Nascimento, but the world knew him as Pelé. He had undergone treatment for colon cancer since last year. His fast, fluid style revolutionized soccer and led Brazil to 3 World Cups. He was in the hearts and minds of Brazilian soccer fans like Flavio Augusto during the World Cup in Qatar.
Pelé represents what we are, what we came from. Pelé is our roots. It's what we are today. It's thanks to him.
Cristiano Ronaldo called Pelé an inspiration for so many millions, a reference of yesterday, today, always. I'm Ed Donahue.
Santos, the team where Pelé played, said in a statement the public can pay respects Monday and Tuesday before the funeral service at the team's home stadium near São Paulo. Benjamin Netanyahu sworn in as Israel prime minister again on Thursday in a comeback for the political veteran. There were supporters and protesters. VOA's Diane Roberts reports.
They were protesting against the inauguration of Benjamin Netanyahu's new government Thursday.
I came to demonstrate against the government that about to rise up in Israel. Horrible government, a lot of criminals are sitting there, and they wish to destroy the Israeli democracy. And we came to demonstrate against it.
The veteran leader is on trial for graft charges he denies and has sought to calm concerns about the fate of civil rights and diplomacy since his bloc of nationalist and religious parties secured a parliamentary majority in a November 1st election. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Recovery teams working at the site of the Cambodian Hotel Casino fire Friday found the remains of more victims. The death toll now stands at least 19. Authorities expect to find more victims at that site. That fire broke out late Wednesday night. It is believed to be electrical related. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.